European leaders rally to support Israel's right to self-defense, condemn despicable attack by Hamas. By Kurt Zindulka on October 7, 2023. Political leaders across Europe were quick to condemn what is being described as an unprecedented attack on the state of Israel by the Islamist militants from the Palestinian terror group Hamas. At the break of dawn on Saturday, Hamas waged a multi-pronged assault on the Jewish state as it observed the major religious holiday of Simchat Torah, launching thousands of rockets into Israel as Hamas fighters stormed the country's borders in air, land and sea attacks. At the time of this reporting, battles are still being waged across the country between the Hamas invaders and Israeli soldiers. The attack from Hamas, the ruling authority in the Gaza Strip, comes nearly 50 years to the day after the 1973 war against Israel, in which a coalition of Arab states led by Egypt and Syria launched a coordinated attack during Yom Kippur. According to the most recent figures released by the Israeli government, at least 22 people have died, however, this figure is expected to rise with hundreds reportedly injured. In response to the surprise attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has ordered the mass mobilization of the nation's army reserves, declared, "We are at war. Not an operation, not a round, but at war. The enemy will pay an unprecedented price." Netanyahu continued, vowing that Israel would return fire of a magnitude that the enemy has not known. Leaders throughout Europe were quick to express their solidarity with Israel, affirming the Jewish state's right to self-defense while condemning the actions of the "I unequivocally condemn the attack carried out by Hamas terrorists against Israel. It is terrorism in its most despicable form. Israel has the right to defend itself against such heinous attacks," said European Council President Ursula von der Leyen. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said, "I am shocked by this morning's attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. Israel has an absolute right to defend itself. We're in contact with Israeli authorities, and British nationals in Israel should follow travel advice." French President Emmanuel Macron said, "I strongly condemn the terrorist attacks currently hitting Israel. I express my full solidarity with the victims, their families and loved ones. Hamas is escalating the violence. I strongly condemn the terrorist attacks against Israel from Gaza. Violence and rockets against innocent civilians must stop now. We stand in full solidarity with Israel and its right under international law to defend itself against terror," said German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said, "Appalling images from Israel. Terror organization Hamas is waging an unprecedented attack on Israel. Innocent civilians are being attacked by terrorists. This violence must stop. Israel has every right to defend itself." Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said, "We strongly condemn the brutal attack against Israel and unequivocally support Israel's right to self-defense. I would like to express my sympathy and condolences to Prime Minister Netanyahu. Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Israel in these dark hours." Amid reports of Israelis being taken hostage to Gaza by Hamas militants, the EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, called for their immediate release, saying, "News of civilians taken as hostages in their homes or to Gaza are appalling. This is against international law. Hostages must be released immediately. Indiscriminate attacks by Hamas are causing deep suffering to the Israeli people, increasing tension and undermining Palestinian interests. My full solidarity with Israel," Borrell added. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.